40 now, and you can be protected in just 15 minutes or less with just a call. If your car has less than 130,000 miles, call 800-560-7340 now. That's 800-560-7340. 800-560-7340.
The nation's largest bank is set to resume foreclosures in a number of states. Correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Bank of America says it will resume foreclosures in 23 states next week, refiling paperwork on 102,000 cases with judges. Spokesman Dan Fromm says Bank of America wanted to make sure that the foreclosures were legal.
We felt that pausing the process was the right thing to do while we gave assurances to various stakeholders that our process was solid.
Foreclosures remain on hold in 27 other states that don't require a judge because, says Fromm, each state has a different review process. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Home construction is picking up a bit. It rose slightly last month on the strength of single-family homes, but the market was still too weak to propel growth in the battered industry. The Commerce Department says construction of new homes and apartments rose 0.3% in September. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRN. USANews.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Attention experienced sales professionals. KHNC Radio is looking for strong, independent sales representatives to sell airtime. If you appreciate what KHNC stands for, you're creative, self-motivated, and can work independently and have a proven successful background in commissioned sales, please email your resume to Danette at AmericaNewsNet today. That's D-A-N-E-T-T-E at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Lines, and I still am. Our number here, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But listening to the news, they were talking about a gentleman who's an American who'd been under control of the Indians, and he had told the people there in India that he was given a camera and paid by Pakistani intelligence to scout out the terrorist sites, the sites to attack in Mumbai. Remember 2 years ago when they had that terrible terrorist attack there, and I think 150 people were killed. Only one of the terrorists survived, and he said he was trained in Pakistan, and I don't know, I probably was given a life sentence, or maybe he was going to be executed, and he should be, because he was part of a horrible situation that just slaughtered people and killed pregnant women and did all sorts of things, tortured people, castrated them. A horrible, horrible thing. And now this gentleman, an American, and his name is David Headley. And David Headley has a long history of working for the CIA and the FBI. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, an American named David Headley now has admitted he was paid by the Pakistani intelligence, the ISI, to scout out the sites there at Mumbai for this horrible atrocity. But, ladies and gentlemen, the ISI is an extension of the American CIA. It always has been, going all the way back to the 1980s when the ISI and the Saudis, the CIA, were financing the Mujahideen during the war against Russia. And let me suggest that nothing is it appears to be. You can document this story up on the Internet. Some years ago, why, of course, London was plagued with bombings, and the wicked IRA, the Irish Republican Army, was responsible for the bombings that were killing people in London. But, and, of course, this was rallying people behind the government there in opposition to the radicals in the IRA. The only trouble is the IRA was more or less an extension of British intelligence. The number two man in the IRA was a British intelligence agent, and the IRA that he was leading was bombing London. The man who was in charge of security for the IRA, and he was actually torturing and killing people in the IRA, he accused of being British agents. He himself was a British agent. You remember the bombing of the American embassies in Africa, in Tanzania, and Kenya. The man who scouted that out was a man named Ali Mohammed. He worked for our government agencies. And, of course, supposedly he was a double agent, and then we were told he was a triple agent. And eventually, and he was responsible for the bombing back in 1993 at the World Trade Center. He was the man who trained Osama bin Laden's bodyguard. He worked for Special Forces. And while he was working for Special Forces, he was traveling to Sudan to train Osama bin Laden's bodyguards. Says, what's wrong with this picture? There's a book called Triple Cross, written by Peter Lance, and we don't carry it, but it's well worthwhile reading. The only trouble with the story is Ali Mohammed was arrested and convicted and sent to prison, but nobody knows where he is in prison. Nobody knows what prison he's in. He's not at the maximum security prison that we have in Colorado for terrorists, where the other terrorists are sent. Nobody knows where Ali Mohammed is. Some people say he's out in the Caribbean drinking martinis. This was all set up. He's under witness protection. We don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but nothing is it appears to be. And this is, of course, the message you must understand, is that if you want to create all sorts of uncertainty on the parts of people, you have to create an enemy. You go back and you read what Machiavelli wrote in The Prince about the importance of having an enemy, because that will rally the people behind the government. We know that September 11th, those buildings came down because of controlled demolition. How do we know that? Well, if you watch the North Tower come down, and you're told, of course, this was a pancake compression, came down perfectly, symmetrically, but it would be the weight of the superincumbent building that would have been responsible for the pancaking. Only the upper stories of the World Trade Center dissolve. They dissolve in 4 seconds, and there's no upper stories to have the superincumbent weight to drive that down. Look at the pictures, and you can get all sorts of them. We actually have 5 DVDs on the World Trade Center bombing, and you need to see them. You need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to at every turn. Building number 7, you can watch that come down on my website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Scroll down to other videos on the web. Go to the bottom of the page, watch Building 7 come down a few times. See how the center of the roof collapses first, the center of the roof, and begins to form a V. And that means they've taken out the central supports of the building, so it'll collapse inward. Otherwise, of course, the walls would fall outward, and you'd have a lot of damage to the surrounding buildings. But, of course, they collapse inward, and then you take out the base of the building. Building 7 is a controlled demolition. Out of Building 7 that came down on 5/20 on the day of the 9/11 attack was a controlled demolition. Then, of course, the Twin Towers were a controlled demolition. And when you actually, because now they've done everything they could to suppress the recordings of the firefighters that were there that day. They recorded immediately after the 9/11 attack. They recorded the stories of 500 fire And then they suppress the information. Only recently was it released, and a lot of the firemen, well over 100 of them, heard the explosions in the buildings, and the people who are in the ground floor of the World Trade Center, that they're in the lobby, talk about the explosions that took out the windows, took out most of the lobby. Explosions down in the lobby, but the attack was way up above. No, ladies and gentlemen, there were explosions in the building. I've interviewed William Rodriguez, who was in the building. He was in maintenance there. He was in the basement of the North Tower, and there was an explosion in the basement before the plane hit the building, hit the North Tower. They killed all those people, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know who was responsible, but they killed them, and the murderers are still at loose in our country. But they needed the 9-1-1 attack to justify the attack on Afghanistan. And if you've read Richard Clark's book, and he was in charge of terrorism under the Clinton administration, he will tell you that the plan for the attack on Afghanistan was on President Bush's desk on the 10th of September, 2001. Was carried out a few weeks later. Our number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
In Washington, out-of-control politicians pile up mountains of debt. They pass trillions in new spending, unprecedented government intervention in our economy. They're chipping away at your rights, chipping away at our freedom, and now they're chipping away at the Second Amendment. They're surrendering precious sovereignty to global organizations, like the United Nations, surrendering our freedom. But you can stop them right now. On November 2nd, vote Ken Buck for Senate. Ken Buck has the courage to defend our Second Amendment rights. Ken Buck will defend our freedom. That's why Ken Buck has been endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Vote freedom first. Vote for Ken Buck. The National Rifle Association Political Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Find us on the web at nrapvf.org. That's nrapvf.org.
Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Dr. Stan here, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, but understand, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is as it appears to be, and you're going to have to learn how to be discerning. Don't believe anything on the media, because the media is controlled, largely. You fortunately have stations like the one you're listening to, 1360 out of Johnstown. And we are able to buy time on stations across America. But this is not going to last indefinitely. Over in England, they only have one radio station, that independent radio station, where programs such as you're hearing here, is heard. And in most countries, there just is no access to the truth other than through the Internet. And believe me, they're going to try to suppress that. We are living in terrible and frightening times. And there is an organized effort to destroy the economy of our nation. It is being intentionally, as part of a globalist plan, to transfer American jobs to other countries, American factories to other countries, and certainly to impoverish our people. It's laid out, as we've told you before, in the Earth Charter. And we're on 10A of the Earth Charter, and you can find it on the Internet. They talk about equitable distribution of wealth between nations, which means the only way you can have an equitable distribution of wealth between nations, lower living standards here, raise living standards everywhere else. that's the program. And basically, certainly, they're intentionally destroying our economy. One of the men who actually wrote the Earth Charter, his name is Maurice Strong. And back in the 1990s, he gave an interview to an interview that appears in West Magazine. He gave a reporter an interview to a reporter that appears in West Magazine. We have the interview where Maurice Strong told the reporter that he had a recurrent dream. And he pointed out that mankind is destroying the planet. After all, we're using up the natural resources. I mean, we're using up the oil and the minerals and all of these things, and really the only way to preserve the planet is to destroy the economy, and so that people won't be so affluent and be using all of these things. And so he suggested that he was thinking of forming a secret society of people of great wealth, and then one day they would simply close the stock exchange throughout the world and destroy the world economy. Well, that isn't what they do, but they're intentionally destroying the world economy, and they're doing this simply by certainly having no tariffs here in the United States so that other countries can bring their goods into this country, and we actually subsidize corporations that move overseas. They can get inexpensive loans guaranteed that their property, if it's expropriated, will finance them in return, and certainly then they don't have to pay any taxes when they go overseas. They have abundant labor supplies. They have no bureaucratic harassment, and they intentionally harass companies here in this country with OSHA and EPA and all of these various alphabet agencies. They harass companies here to really force them to leave this country, just to get away from the harassment. And they can go over with all abundant cheap labor and support for the government and take our jobs. And this is being done intentionally. And we've lost 8 million jobs. And ladies and gentlemen, those jobs aren't coming back again. They're not coming back because the whole idea is to destroy our economy and build up the economies throughout the world as we move towards this one world government. When you understand that, you understand why they don't want any tariffs here. They want our corporations to be able to move overseas and produce and then sell in our markets. And, of course, we're the largest consumer in the world, and not going to be for too much longer. We're going to, of course, lower the living standards here. People aren't going to be able to afford the products coming in from other countries. But at least for the time being, this is how we are transferring massive amounts of American money to foreign countries. We had a deficit last month, a trade deficit, of $46 billion. And you do that month in and month out and year out, and you transfer your money out to other countries. And basically, there's a place in the Bible where it talks about how, and God is saying to the children of Israel, you will lend money to other nations. You will rule over them. And basically, of course, that's what we're doing today. Only we're borrowing money from other nations, and they're going to rule over us. China's coming in here and buying up large tracts of land and our oil resources and investing, with various investment agencies, countless billions of dollars, and simply buying up property and investments in the United States. And so Japan has come in and bought up Westinghouse. About 25% of our major, what you think are major corporations, American corporations, food stores, they're all owned by foreign corporations. And they've gotten the money from us with our massive trade deficits. And basically, of course, this is all by design. And down the line, why they're going to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people and have a truly feudalistic society. We know this is their plan. Certainly, you can read the Earth Charter. You can read the interview in West Magazine where Maurice Strong talks about how he dreams of forming a secret society to destroy the financial structure of our nation, so that we will not be consuming as much. And, of course, as the people grow poor, we won't be able to consume as much. People don't understand these things are not happening by accident. They're happening by intent. And you can read, certainly, David Rockefeller's memoirs. We carry that. It was written in 2002, and he talks on page 405. That's where he talks about, you know, people accuse him of being part of a secret cabal that's conspiring against the best interests of the United States, intent upon bringing about this new international order, you know, this global international order. And he says, that's the charge. I stand guilty, and I'm proud of it. And then he goes on to say, but people are critical of us. They criticize us. But look what we've accomplished. We're raising the living standards throughout the rest of the world. Things are far better. What would anybody have done? How would we have raised living standards throughout the world if we had not intervened? And he's absolutely right. They did intervene. The Trilateral Commission, and if you haven't read Barry Goldwater's book, with no apologies, we do have secondhand copies, and we'll make them available to you and read from page 280 on, where Barry Goldwater tells you these people intend to take over the financial and commercial interests of the world by first seizing control of the government of the United States. And they have seized control of the political government of the United States. Barry Goldwater wrote his book in 1979. The Trilateral Commission took over control of our government in 1977 with the election of Jimmy Carter. And Sydney, all of the members of the Trilateral, I mean, there were only about 50 or 75 members of the Trilateral Commission, and 28 of them held key positions in the Carter administration. And ever since then, between 77 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States was a member of the Trilateral Commission. Six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, which controls international finance, six of the eight came from the members of the membership roles of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, including Robert Zoellick, who is the current president of the World Bank. And then, of course, eight of the 10 U.S. World Trade Representatives. Remember, it is the World Trade Council and the World Bank and the IMF that really control the economy of the world. That, along with the Bank for International Settlements, which is controlled by the Trilateral Commission. Certainly during that period of time, seven of the 12 Secretaries of State and nine of the 12 of Secretaries of Defense all came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Do you think that happened by accident? Why doesn't anybody tell you that? And, of course, they're not going to tell you. You can verify what I'm telling you. Go to augustreview.org. Augustreview.com. Augustreview.com. And get Pat Wood's material. It's all there, well documented. Understand, our government is controlled. We go to the polls every 4 years and we vote for the candidates of their choice. People are beginning to organize tea parties across America, and they've got their people right in positions of power. Sarah Palin, Newt Gingrich, and I mean, they're putting a tremendous amount of money into the Tea Party to funnel people's frustration to think that you're going to be able to get your candidates elected. Well, we do have excellent candidates. And you've got to get to the polls, and you've got to vote the people who are in office out. Doesn't matter whether Republicans or Democrats. I mean, after they've been in Washington, D.C. for a few years, they're used to taking the money, they like the perks, and they will vote against the best interests of this country and violate their oath to support our Constitution and to defend this country from the enemies, both foreign and domestic. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is not in the cave in Pakistan. The enemy is not in Beijing or in Moscow. The enemy is at 58 East 68th Street in New York City at the Harold Pratt House. And the Council on Foreign Relations, which is situated there, is a front for a secret society. And it works in concert with the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is in St. James Court in London, not far from Trafalgar Square. They are both fronts for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created to bring about a one-world government. And out of the chaos that's coming will come a demand for this world government. It's all about globalism. Why don't our leaders tell us that? Well, Sydney, I have a Ron Paul is doing a pretty good job. He doesn't get into the conspiratorial part of this because they'd ridicule and destroy him if he did. But at least he's letting you know that most of our policies are wrong. And the reason we have 720 military bases throughout the world and troops stationed in over 130 nations is all about bringing about the world government. And nobody will tell the American people. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Get the Earth Charter, or if you can't get it off the Internet, you can get it from Radio Liberty. Just get any of the items we talk about, perhaps our sustainable development syllabus that will give you the master agenda laid out in the Global Biodiversity Assessment that came out of the second Earth Summit held in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. You certainly would want to get the Agenda 21. We have the United Nations Agenda 21. It is the master plan. They want to get you out of your cars. They want to get you out of your homes. They want to get you in sustainable communities. They want, of course, to get people onto rapid transit, into public transportation, and onto bicycles. They want to get you out of your car. Why? To decrease your carbon footprint. So we won't be using gasoline, and basically it's all about lowering our living standards. And down the line, they're going to get you out of your car. They're going to force you out of your car, either by taxes or running the price of gasoline up too high, or, you know, get you into an electric car and then raise the price of electricity so high you won't be able to afford it. They know exactly what they're doing. They manipulate you. They manipulate you with the media. They have all of these programs on television today, and so many of them deal with the other dimension. And of course, this great new one, which is called the event, you know, all about this other race of people that's living among us. Actually, I'm sure they're hybrids. Basically, there probably are hybrids out here created by the demonic beings from the other dimension, and that's what the alien abductions are all about. You need to begin to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, and there is another dimension out there, and there are people who are subservient to this other dimension. And if you read the writings of the people who've studied, say, alien abductions, what do they talk about? Why, the necessity for a world government. And, of course, this attacks on Christianity, and then all about this new spirituality that is rising as people begin to understand their internal divinity and the fact that we are God. Well, of course, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. But the average individual, many of them, having had their faith in God destroyed in public schools, are looking for meaning of life, and perhaps, just perhaps, they will be tapping into this other spirituality. Give us a call.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40-plus years ago when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. Personhood is defining a person as a human being once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country.
Article 4,
the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including the existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. All right, number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, and it's up to you to give us a call because we don't have anything really prepared this morning, just sort of talking on the issues that I think are important today, because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. Certainly we see the manifestation of this in many respects. So much of what's going on just doesn't make sense, and people sort of shrug and say, well, you know, I can't figure this out. Well, it's really not that hard to figure out. There is a small group of very, very powerful men, probably no more than 5,000 or 6,000 of them, men and a few women, and they certainly have been recruited into elitist organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission. And if you really want to get ahead, you go along here, and of course you can get to be a key position, certainly in government or a key position in a corporation, or you'll be on the boards of multiple corporations on the interlocking directorates, and then you'll always get nice things said about you by Time Magazine and Newsweek Magazine and U.S. News and World Report, which are all part of this complex. In fact, both Newsweek magazine, or at least until recently, and U.S. News and World Report, the people who published them, were members of the Trilateral Commission. And certainly Time has always been part of the Council on Foreign Relations complex ever since it was formed by Henry Luce, and of course Time Warner, one of the large owners of magazines and newspapers and radio and television and publishing, all in this country. There's, according to Dr. Ben Bagdikian in his book, The New Media Monopoly, there are only 5 major corporations that control the major media in America, or at least 95% of it, and that would be Time Warner, Bertelsmann, which is a European corporation. But if you look it up on the Internet, you'll find it's very closely related with something called the European chapter of the Council on Foreign Relations. And then, of course, you've got Viacom that owns CBS. You've got Disney, which owns ABC. You've got, I think, Comcast now owns GE. And then, of course, you have Fox, Rupert Murdoch, who owns the Wall Street Journal and so many of our magazines and so many of our television. He owns Fox Television. And, of course, they play games. They make you think Fox is conservative, and they got a lot of conservative things, but they're never going to tell you the things that we tell you about how it's all a game. They control the conservative, the liberal, the right, the left, the Democrats, the Republicans. Vote for the candidate of your choice, but it's the person they've selected, or they're going to buy, and you get good people back there, but they offer them fabulous amounts of money, and most of them will succumb. Well, our telephone number 877-254-7524, and who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janan in Texas.
Oh, hi, Janan. Well, I can always depend on you calling. Thank you so much, because I have nothing prepared, and it's good to hear from you.
Well, I find what you're saying very, very interesting, and it seems like I learn something new every time I listen to you. I wanted to sort of comment on something you said earlier about the government kind of putting so many regulations on American manufacturers that these companies are almost forced to move their operations overseas. And recently I heard that it is the three or four major big banks like Goldman Sachs, Morgan Chase, and I forget the other one, Bank of America. Anyway, they have asset portfolio management, and they are financing the companies to move overseas. And it said that Goldman Sachs was recently at a big conference in Bangalore, India, a Bangalore recruitment conference, and all the American jobs are going to be hired over there in Bangalore. I was just wondering if you could kind of tell me a little bit more about these big banks financing the moving of American manufacturing overseas. And I'll listen off air, and God bless you. Goodbye.
Oh, thank you, Janan. Our telephone number again, 877-254-7524, but that's exactly right. I mean, there are six major banks left now. They've destroyed Washington Mutual and Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns and a couple of the others. So originally we were 12, and now we're down to six. I figure probably they'll be cannibalizing one another, like the Praying Lotus, Lattice, I think it is, Praying Lotus. Anyway, of course, right now, of course, you have J.P. Morgan Chase, Rockefeller Bank. You have Citigroup, Rockefeller Bank. You got Goldman Sachs, probably tied into the Rothschilds. You've got Bank of America, you've got Wells Fargo, and you've got Morgan Stanley, probably tied into the Rockefellers as well. So basically, you've got six major banks, and I think as Janan is saying, it's absolutely true. They all have branches over in China. Bank of America, don't forget Bank of America, but they have branches in China, and basically they are financing not only the Chinese businesses, but they're financing American corporations that want to move overseas. So if you want to move overseas, you can get a nice loan from American banks and move over there and then take all those jobs with you. And the whole idea is to build up the economy of China and to build up the economy of India and to build up the economy of Malaysia and Bangalore and all throughout the world, to build up the economy of Brazil, to build up the economy of Mexico, and to lower the living standards here in America. It's happening slowly. You don't recognize what's happening unless maybe you've lost your home. And you're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth from the American people to the banks. This is what they always do. This is what they did in 1929. This is what they did in 1920. This is what they did in 1907. This is what they did in the 1890s and the 1880s. I mean, basically, they get everybody in debt. Great times are rolling. Go out and borrow money. You can make a fortune. You can be a millionaire just like the Rockefellers. And then you get into debt, and you put up your house or your farm or your business so you can expand and make money, and then they contract the money supply, and they won't lend you any money, and you lose your home and your farm and your business. That's what they're doing today. Don't you see it, ladies and gentlemen? That's exactly the same scam over and over again, and nobody explains to you. We've got books written in 1899 by Mr. Walther, The Coming Battle. You got to read it. They will tell you exactly how it had worked up until 1899, and Walther said the banks are going to end up controlling the government, and they do. Who do we have on the line?
Dan. Morning, Dr. Stan. Steve Knupp.
Hey, good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, actually, Dr. Stan, I liked Pastor Whitney yesterday. I think I'm going to give him a call. And I always wanted to know your top 10 list of books. I wonder if you could tell me those.
Well, I give you the top five anyway.
Okay.
I think Tragedy and Hope, the history of the world in our time, Professor Quigley, is so important. because it takes you into the secret society that created the Council on Foreign Relations. You'll find that on page 951, 952. And then, of course, Fire in the Minds of Men by James H. Billington. And we'll get back here in just a moment. Again, our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Attention experienced sales professionals. KHNC Radio is looking for strong, independent sales representatives to sell airtime. If you appreciate what KHNC stands for, you're creative, self-motivated, and can work independently and have a proven successful background in commissioned sales, please email your resume to Danette at AmericaNewsNet today. That's D-A-N-E-T-T-E at AmericaNewsNet.com. If you're a health-conscious woman interested in fitness, join the Beth Messiah congregation as they welcome Deborah McCoy, an excellent, experienced personal trainer. Deborah will share her wisdom and fitness techniques. Plan on attending Sunday, November the 7th at 10:30 to 1:30 for a brunch at KHNC Lobby. Please bring a dish to share. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information and ask for Sharon. That's 1-800-205-6245. See you Sunday, November the 7th. Divine Canine says the temptation to buy a loved one or a child the ultimate gift of a new pet may be more than you bargain for. Of the animals that are euthanized each year, many are holiday or uninformed purchases. Make wise decisions and always have your pets spayed or neutered. That's from Divine Canine at 1141 South Street. Not just another drop-off service, but your complete solution to caring pet sitting. They provide sanitized kennels, appropriate nutrition, indoor and outdoor yards, and quality dog training and pet grooming. For convenient drop-off times and affordable rates, call 303-464-1380.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, and a caller called and asked for my 10 favorite books. Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time by Professor Quigley is such an important book because it really gives you the background of the secret society that dominates America today. And, of course, that was the secret society Cecil Rhodes created in 1891, that came to be known as the Association of Helpers, came to be known as the Round Table, and then in 1919 created the Royal Institute for International Affairs and all of the Commonwealth Nations, and in 1921 the Council on Foreign Relations in the United States as a front for J.P. Morgan and the Small American Round Table Group, and you'll find that specifically on page 952. But Professor Quigley in the book talks about, you know, about this secret society. He had the opportunity of going through the secret, the records of the secret society for several years. I mean, the idea there's a secret society that dominates our America today is amazing. I mean, why doesn't somebody tell us? Well, Professor Quigley told us, and we've been trying to get you to understand that. Now, he wrote another book. It's called The Anglo-American Establishment. That's in my list of 10 most important books because it's certainly, I found the manuscript, or most of the manuscript, when I went to Professor Quigley's papers back at Georgetown in 1980, but the whole manuscript wasn't there. It was published the following year, and you can get it through my ministry. A few of the pages are missing, the opening pages, which tells you the name of the guy who actually tracked down the manuscript and published in 1981. It's been actually suppressed for 32 years. It was finished in 1949, actually published in 1981. Completed.
I got Tragedy and Hope, Fire in the Minds of Men, Dr. Stan.
What's that?
Well, I was just going down. Actually, I wanted to see if I had all the books.
I think that Constance Cumby's book, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, is so important because it's the book that introduced me into the occult forces behind these secret societies. And then, of course, I think my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is a good overview of what's really going on in America today. I think that certainly John Stormer's book, None Dare Call It Treason, I think that certainly Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, gives you an excellent overview. Now, neither one of those books really gets into the spiritual aspect of what's going on. That's why Constance Cumby's Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, I think, is so vitally important today. I mean, there are all sorts of, there's thousands of books. They all give you part of the story. I think Professor Sutton's books, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, vitally important. I think his book on the best enemies money could buy is so important. And those are some of the really important books that certainly his books on the American establishment, the Skull and Bones. But he would tend to focus on Skull and Bones as coordinating all of this, and it's simply one of a myriad of organizations that are out there that are all aiming us towards this one world government, and behind all of them are the spiritual forces. Does that sort of give you a pretty good overview of what you wanted to know?
Well, actually, most of these I got from Radio Liberty.
Well, I'm glad you did. I hope you read them, and I hope you're helping to get people to understand what's really going on today.
Well, I'm sure you have this Constant Cumby's book also, right?
Oh, well, basically, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, we should have that. It's a small, inexpensive paperback book, and I was told the other day we had 5 copies in stock. I don't know whether we do or not, but you could always order it through our 800 number. But it's a vitally important book, and we do have a 4-tape set, or 4-CD set of my interviews with Constance, and then her DVD called The Emergence. We think these are so vitally important.
Well, I just wanted to pick your brain on that, so to say, Dr. Stan, and plus it gives the audience something to get.
Well, we hope that they'll want to get them. Certainly they help Radio Liberty. I mean, we've got all sorts of 4-tape sets, almost 100 of tape sets and DVDs we've put together, we've compiled, and it's just a wealth of information. If there's one tape set that's important, I think it would be the tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians, because it's the interviews that we did with Dr. Dunnigan, and he records there a talk he heard back in 1989 by an insider, Dr. Richard Day, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, who told exactly what was going to happen. And he says, you know, the automotive industry is certainly being eroded here in the United States. Most people would rather have a Japanese car than an American car because they hold up so much better. And in 1969, Dr. Richard Day said, we're going to build better cars over in Japan than we do in the United States so we can begin to get Americans to buy Japanese cars. That's exactly what's going on today. And so many of the things that were discussed in 69, the whole plan for everything taking place today was laid out in 69. And here you're hearing a talk by one of the insiders. I think it's fascinating, fascinating information.
Well, I just looked over my shoulder, and yes, I do have the New Order of the Barbarians.
Fine. Have you had a chance to listen to it yet, though?
Yes, I have, Dr. Stan.
All right. Well, then you know, and I think it's so important. And I hope you're helping us reach others. We need to reach people. Everybody, do you understand? You reach people, and they will reach other people. And this is happening all across America. I had dinner on Sunday evening with David Ayoub, who actually was one of the speakers at our conference, and he belongs to a group of professionals, of physicians. There are 50 of them there, and he said, you know, when he got started a few years ago trying to tell them what was going on in the world, they all thought he was crazy, and now half of them are trying to get some area where they'll be safe and they can protect their family when the economy collapses. And he's, you know, most of them, or many of them, are really understand what's going on. And he's been able to do that. One person. And each one of those people will reach other people. There is a growing awareness across America, as demonstrated by the Tea Party. I've been at this, as you know, for 48 years, and I'm more optimistic today than I've ever been before. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program here on the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
Well, Dr. Stan back there, and we had a great conference. There was about 160 people there. We had our usual, at least some of our usual contingent from Colorado. It was good to see them, and they weren't all there, but we had a couple of people came from Colorado to our conference, and we hope you'll want to come next year, which, God willing, we will put on. Well, Sydney, I think it's vitally important that you get the information on what's going on today. You can get the information by calling our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. If you're going to start ordering the book, start with the ones I mentioned. And if you don't want to get the great big Tragedy and Hope, get Gary Allen's little book, Undare Call It Conspiracy, and John Stormer's little book. I mean, these are inexpensive. Certainly, the Undare Call It Treason. And then Constance Cumby's The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And here's a good place to get started. And then when you want to get the more advanced books, we've got all sorts of books. We now are carrying the volume one of Scarlet and the Beast. Been selling at $175 on Amazon. We've got it at $49.95. But it's a fascinating book. It's over 700 pages, going in the background of the Masonic movement, and of course its influence over every aspect of the world today. So that's volume one of Scarlet and the Beast. We're carrying, again, Fire in the Minds of Men, written by the Librarian of Congress, about the secret societies. Ladies and gentlemen, there are secret societies out there. Here's a book by the Librarian of Congress writing about the secret societies, but you're not supposed to know about them. You're supposed to believe everything you read in the papers, and anybody who believes in the Illuminati. James H. Billington writes all about the Illuminati and how it was responsible for the French Revolution, and these ideas were in all the revolutions that followed. And they were also, the secret societies were there promoting the wars that followed. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, and they're going to be moving us into this next terrible war that's coming with the Muslim world. The CIA has actually worked to undermine the secular government of Israel, pardon me, of Turkey, and now Turkey has become a radical Islamic state and is moving to reconsolidate the Ottoman Empire and radicalize all those Muslim nations of Central Asia in preparation for the coming war with the United States. They know what they're doing. We're creating the best enemies money could buy. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. Sydney, pull down our newsletters and read them. They're free. Watch our DVDs. They're free. Watch the section on other DVDs or videos on the web. They're free. I said, they listen to our program on the Internet. You can listen, you know, 9 hours a day there to our satellite feed. Get the information. Get other people listening. Read my book, Brotherhood.